Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortolsseevdale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly, and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortel-Sievedale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Regional Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. Thanks to the assistance of the Temu Museo della Guerra Bianca in Adamello, Museo Valivo di Valfurva, the Refugio Forni Archive, the Tuana family's private archive and the Austrian National Museum, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The itinerary you are about to set out on involves a total altitude gain of 950 meters along Val di Sedec in Alta Valfurva, with incredible views of Gran Zebru, 3,851 meters, and the Forni glacial cirque rimmed by the famous 13 Cime. From Refugio dei Forni, 2,178 meters, your current position, footpath 528, takes you to Caserma di Val di Sedec. Having reached a small lake at the Rio Grande junction, the route continues, first along a grassy ridge and then, after the army village, on traces of path and scree to an altitude of 3,120 meters. From here it descends along the ridge to Passo di Zebru Nord, following the footpath which leads to Refugio Pizzini, from which you can return to Refugio dei Forni. Happy walking!